Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have out Nick Bolton. Nick is a top sophomore linebacker in the country and is one of the top players returning to the Missouri Tigers for next season. Nick, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Nick, I want to start talking about last season. When it came to it, you're one of the top linebackers in the country, especially as a sophomore. Reflecting on the season, what do you think you did well, and what do you think you can work on to improve your game for next season?
I think I did. I covered pretty well for the majority of the season. I gave up a deep ball versus Florida. But covering-wise, and really just being assignment sound throughout the season. But in order to get where I'm trying to get, I got to improve in every aspect of the game. Just details, not wasting movements, and just being more violent on tackles and everything. Just trying to find ways to be better.
And let's go back to your freshman campaign. You played in all 13 games as a freshman, but specifically let's go back to when you played Alabama, number one Alabama. You made a career-high 8 tackles when you took over for Trez Hall. What was going through your mind during that game?
Everything. Just being in that type of environment, playing against those type of caliber players for the first time was eye-opening for me. But just Kale kind of calmed me down. The coaching staff calmed me down throughout the game and just helped me be assignment sound, just making sure I was in the right place at the right time. Like I said, Kale, he helped me out last year during that game. Translated well this season until he was hurt, but just helping find ways to be effective, making plays throughout the game.
And overall, throughout your two-year career, how do you think having a leadership in that linebacking group has helped your development and allowed you to have so much success early on?
It's been tremendous having somebody like Therese Hall kind of take me underneath his wing, just trying to teach me different ways of how to be effective in my position. Then Kale, probably if not the smartest guy in the country when it comes to X's and O's about football. And so just each day coming in, working with him, he's always helping me get better, what to look at, certain tendencies, what offensive coordinators like to do in certain situations and stuff. That even when he was hurt, he was helping me on the sidelines and trying to give me tips and reminders and stuff like that he saw on film with me as well. And so just having those two type of guys, along with Coach Hargraves as my coach, kind of helped me elevate my game to a whole different level.
And Nick, it takes every college football player a little bit of time to adjust to the feet of the game. At what point did you realize that you could have a big impact on the defense?
I think my first breakout game was West Virginia. Playing against them, I had 2 interceptions. I think I had like 9 tackles and 2.5 for TFLs. And that was the first game of the game actually being a slowdown for me as in college as well, because Alabama game was moving fast. Wyoming was the first career start, and so in a hostile environment and elevation and stuff like that. So playing West Virginia at home with the home crowd behind you kind of helped slow down the game for me. And then, like I said, like I've been saying, Kale just did a great job of making sure I was, knew what I was doing every snap, and helped me be locked in for throughout the whole game.
And for those who don't know, Nick, what type of role did you play on this Missouri defense last season?
Prior to Kel getting hurt, I was really like the echo of the calls. He would get the formation signed up. I would tell him what people like to run in certain situations right before the snap. And then after his injury, I was expected to go into a bigger leadership role, getting the call, getting everybody lined up, adjustment wise, communication throughout the back end as well. And so I just had to become a more vocal leader throughout the season and just be there for my teammates when they needed me.
And Nick, we've seen what you have accomplished on the field in your 2 years at Missouri. But what traits make for a great linebacker?
The great linebackers have great instincts, want to have the ability to try to learn and to keep expanding their game, because the game don't never know everything. So just constantly trying to learn. Trying to improve your game, everything from the big picture to all its X's and O's, the work, just basically just everything, trying to get better. Each thing you go throughout the season, just working, constantly working, trying to learn new things, and just working hard throughout the season.
And this season, you're going to be having a new head coach. What are you looking forward to under head coach Drinkwitz?
I'm excited. The staff he's built around, the guys we got coming back, the coaches we got coming back. I think it's going to be a new era of Mizzou football. I talked to him briefly. We talked about the expectations he has for me and myself and my expectations for him as a coach and just trying to get more wins for our fans, our community, and everybody else in the locker room.
And like I mentioned earlier, Nick, you played in all 13 games as a freshman. Did you really expect to play so much so early on in your career?
My expectation coming in was to play kind of fast. But I didn't expect to play in all 13 games. Certainly not playing number one Alabama as a true freshman. That one was a little shock to me. I never really thought about that one. But just truly a blessing from God. I kept working at it, and it helped me play throughout the year.
And Nick, coming out of high school, what was the recruiting process like for you?
It was a long process. I was originally committed to the University of Washington. They dropped me around November, somewhere around there. And I had to reopen my recruitment up. Missouri offered me probably about a month before signing day. I took my first visit to Missouri, I think the weekend before signing day. And I signed later on that week on National Signing Day in February. So it was a bunch of up and downs, a long journey, but ultimately I found the place where I became a need and helped me with my career so far.
And can you tell us a little bit about your high school career?
My high school career, as totals go, I believe I had over 400 tackles, over 15 interceptions, 6 forced fumbles, I think around 30 TFLs, and probably about around 10 PBUs throughout my high school career. We were, I believe, 43-6 over my 4 years at Lone Star High School in Frisco, Texas. And so we were kind of accomplished school. We were state semifinalists in 2016. We lost to Cedar Park in the state championship game in Houston.
That's definitely a resume I think a lot of recruits would like coming out of high school. So what was that transition like for you to the collegiate game?
At first, it was kind of difficult. The playbook from high school to college expands quite a bit. Just trying to learn my role in each different play call schematically. And the details of just being aligned the right way, that was just one thing that was different for me because I played in a 3-4 in high school. And I translated to a 4-3 in college. And so the gaps kind of become more defined when I got to college. In high school, I was allowed to free roam a little bit, 2-gap. In college, it's way different. So that was one of the bigger adjustments for me. And also just the speed of the game and better athletes you go against every week. Even though you're playing in Texas, you really can't replicate SEC talent that you'll see week in and week out. And so just trying to get better and just improving every day, just trying to be able to compete with the competition throughout the SEC.
Like you said, the SEC is very competitive. In your 2 years at Missouri, what has been the toughest receiver that you've had to go up against?
We played Jerry Jeudy in Alabama. And so, that's probably the best one I've went against. Running back-wise, though, Vaughn from Vanderbilt and Swift from Georgia. Both of them were solid running backs I went against. I expected those to a lot, and they both got the best of me in those two games.
Yeah, those two guys definitely going to be high. All three of them will be high draft picks this year, and playing such high-caliber talent, film-watching probably is such a huge part of it. How do you watch film in order to prepare for such tough opponents in the SEC?
First, when I watch film, I just kind of look at what they like to do in certain personnels. Certain formations. Everybody has a certain tight end they want to run behind as a lead blocker or a tight end that they rather catch balls down the field with. So just knowing who's in the game, that's the first thing. And then just trying to figure out just the depth of the running backs, the position relationship to the quarterback. That kind of tells what kind of plays you're going to get. You're going to get outside, inside, or maybe you're going to get a play over in the A-gap. So just looking at those little things first, and also just looking at O-lineman stance, hands, their stance kind of gives away what they're going to do before the snap. And so if you see an offensive guard heavy on his hand, looking inside, you're probably going to get a zone type play. And then and if they're light on your hand, obviously you're going to get passed. And so just trying to find, look at different linemen, just see what they try to do best, and just take it from there.
And Nick, do you have a favorite memory from your career so far?
Probably my best game, West Virginia. The two interceptions, one for a touchdown. That's probably the best game I've had so far. And so I think that was probably one that probably stick with me for the longest so far.
And then Nick, talking about the idea of what teams are going to get in you. We know the talent on the field, but in terms of a person in the locker room, what are they going to be getting in Nick Bolton?
Just a humble, hardworking guy, just trying to come in every day, trying to get better, help my teammates get better. Not really a vocal leader, trying to lead by example. Not really much of a talker. Just a humble guy trying to get better, trying to help his teammates get better, and just ultimately win football games. That's the main goal. That's the only goal. Not really worried about accolades or anything like that. Just trying to find ways to help my team be effective and win football games down the stretch.
And Nick, a hypothetical question we like to ask every athlete we interview is if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
It'd be Ray Lewis. Just be trained by him just because the impact he had on the game. He was never the necessarily the fastest, most athletic guy on the field, especially later on in his career, but his ability to be effective all the way to year 15, 16, 17, just playing around, like even though the football is a young league, he was still being effective later on in his career, and just knowing that everything he does on the field or in the film room just has no choice but it's going to help you out down the long run. And so I feel like training with Ray Lewis will kind of help me expand my skills and help me down the stretch.
And Nick, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Just stay humble. There's going to be highs and lows. Just keep, stay confident in yourself. Believe in yourself, believe in your abilities, and just come in and work every day. Not every day is going to be smiles. Not every day is going to be easy. There's going to be some days where you don't feel like being there, but just got to stay the course, stay humble, and just keep working.
That was Nick Bolton from the Missouri football team. We really appreciate your time and good luck next season.
All right, thank you.